If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
All things safe. Representative Jason Sane.
Very good. Thanks, sir. A little technical difficulties with all things saying this morning, but we'll get through it. Just had to get in the backup. Sometimes when you do it remote, things happen. But great to be with you today. I've got joining me, who was just out of camera range for a second, but my son, Jackson Sane, soon to be a 11th grader. We are approaching the end of the 10th grade year, sophomore, so looking to be a junior. But he is playing hooky with me today so he can hang out with his dad. And we'll talk sports, talk ACC tournament, and lots of other things. But do appreciate you tuning in. We do this every week, Wednesdays, 11 through 12. God willing, if we don't mess up and script the technology, that's maybe a dad problem.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe
I'll try. We'll blame it on you.
Well, try to do too much. Maybe we need a little more bandwidth. But nevertheless, we are broadcasting live. Bill's in the studio, taking care of business, making sure that whatever we break, he can fix. And so we're doing our best. But good to be on. Been watching a little ACC tournament action.
Yep.
Yeah. Last night, Jackson and I were headed to a function. The Lincoln County Republican Party had their annual convention, kind of perfunctory thing before you go to the district convention, then you go to the state convention. Election year, it's always fun to do those things, but kind of exciting. My parents were honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, and Jackson and I were there to be there to witness that. I chaired the meeting. I had him as my photographer, and he was in on the surprise for his grandparents. But my mother is former county commissioner, in case those of you don't know who listen. She was a two-term county commissioner and the first ever woman county commissioner in Lincoln County. So we're always very proud of her, and it's cool to see her and my dad recognized. They've both been very loyal and active in the party long after she served as a commissioner. So it is great, again, to be on with you today. We're going to talk a little bit of sports, a little bit of ACC tournament. And then we've got some news about, a little school called Charlotte down off Highway 49, making some waves, really getting some good play. So we'll talk about that during the show today. But do want to say, we're not going to talk a lot of politics today. We generally talk a lot of politics, although it depends on what Jackson wants to talk about. Jackson, you got any political news you want to talk about?
You want to talk about a little more sports gambling?
Sports gambling? We could talk about a little sports betting.
You haven't said enough already.
Big miss, well, right? But this week it went live on Monday at noon. Sports betting became a thing in North Carolina. It went live, the various providers. I think there's 8 so far that you can log on to using an app. You do have to verify. You do have to be 18 years of age or older. So sorry, Jackson, not yet. It is an adult activity, and it's entertainment. And there is also a lot of measures about problem gambling and ways to check that. I did an event with FanDuel on Saturday, which is pretty cool. Although it was a little rainy up in Raleigh at Tobacco Road, named after the tradition of sports and basketball in North Carolina, and got to hang out with Tyler Hansbrough and Gerald. Yeah. What's up?
Gerald.
And Gerald, a new player. What's his name? Oh, my gosh. Brain freeze.
Huh? You have it.
I do. Anyway, well, I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan, so it's hard to do. Anyway, we had a great time, though, signing autographs and all that, and great to meet them. And meet a lot of the folks that wanted to sports bet. That was it was kind of a preemptive launch. They had contests, people shooting baskets with the players and talking about sports betting, did a couple press interviews. It was a lot of fun. Did that with FanDuel. DraftKings had their thing on Monday in Charlotte. The first bet was placed there in Charlotte for DraftKings, which was pretty cool. And so we'll get into all that. And I saw a heat map. If you go to my Twitter account, or my X account, I guess you call it now. Never can get that right. But go to my X. It's JasonSane97, at JasonSane97. You can find it pretty easily. But you'll see the heat map that was folks just logging in for the first time. And it was literally all over North Carolina. The coast was a little weak, but someone said maybe that was because the internet connection was lagging. We can relate. That's what we're, yeah, I think we were having happen this morning with the show. But it was neat to see it come to fruition after spending many years talking about it, debating it on the House floor, on the Senate floor. My good friend Jim Perry, Representative John Bell, a whole host of folks of both parties helped work to push that bill through and try to find the best way to go about it. So North Carolina is here now. So I know you're excited for your dad. I thought I'd get that behind him, and maybe people could ask us, when can we sports bet?
Yeah, but very excited for you to leave all that stress behind.
Yeah, it was a little stressful. Even after we passed the bill, folks would see me on the street, call me, send me emails, texts, going, hey, Whit, I know it's now law. Why can't I do it yet? That takes a little while to ramp up, to get the government regulations in order and in place. So that folks could be ready, and so the consumers protected. The lottery has to take a little time to do that. Also, I've got some questions about horse betting. That is legal, and they're just not ready quite yet for that to roll that out. So that's coming, and we'll get to that in the coming weeks. The lottery's got a report due. I think it was due actually March 1st. They've sent it over to us at the legislature, kind of updating us on the progress. They'll tell us what's going on and how we can repair it and fix and do a couple things with that, but just part of the process. And but it has been fun to see, and really so many people have thanked me for that. And look, there's a local minority that's been opposed. I have a prediction that the state will not rot, and all will be well. And for those with a problem on gambling, that we've got help for that too, which didn't exist prior to. In terms of looking at sports betting. So transparency above all, and it means that we'll get a good feel for what is happening in North Carolina. We knew that there was already about $4 billion leaving the state in bets with residents in the state doing so illegally. So now they have a legal pathway to do so, and North Carolina will get some of that money going back to our universities, to the athletic programs. I know athletic directors are very excited. I talked to one this week who just wanted to call and say thank you. For the extra money that's going into our university programs. Speaking of university programs, we will talk more about those here in just a minute. We've got a lot of exciting things happening for North Carolina schools. I was alluding to the fact that Jack and I were heading back, and we'll be back in just a moment.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
All things safe. Representative Jason Safe.
We've got fun and games. We got everything you want, honey. We know the names.
And welcome back to All Things Sane here on WSIC. Joining me today is my co-host, Jackson Sane. Had a couple technical glitches at the first, but we recovered thanks to Bill the studio and some quick work by Jackson and I. It's nice to have another technician on hand, someone who's smarter than me about how to fix things. So great to be with you today. It is Wednesday. We do this every Wednesday from 11 to 12. Love to do it. Love to do it remote, even with the occasional hiccup here and there. But we've been talking, at least at our house, because it's kind of guys week at our house. Mom is at a conference in New Bern, North Carolina, probably sneaking in, listening with her AirPods while she's supposed to be paying attention. But nevertheless, Jackson and I are kind of winging it. He had a half day of school, and so instead of doing the half day, doing a full day with Dad. It's okay every now and then to play a little hooky. I mean, you didn't complain. You said,
I'm still learning, so I think it counts.
Learning broadcasting, right? I think that's there's something there, right?
Something there, yeah.
And I taught him a few words during that break when we couldn't get connected. vocabulary words, right?
Four-letter vocabulary grew a little bit, yeah.
You might have heard him before, but nevertheless, it's great to be with you. Yesterday, we were listening to NC State. Play their game, kept it close as usual, and unnecessarily with NC State. Nothing new there, but that was happening yesterday. And they did prevail, by the way. They did win. We're NC State fans at our house. Well, let me take that back. I'm an NC State fan. He's a Carolina fan. Heather Ryan will probably love that. Representative Kyle Hall, our school, he's a huge Carolina guy, so he's always thrilled when he sees Jackson and I at a game, because he pokes fun at me because he and I spend a lot of time together in the appropriations room, and he knows how big a Carolina fan Jackson is. So Carolina, they haven't played yet, though, in the tournament. They've had the bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very – I think they're going to win it all. That's just me. I may be a little biased, but I think they're going to win it all.
Do you think they're going to – so when do they play? They play Thursday?
They play at noon.
At noon on Thursday. Wow. We'll see there. But NC State did beat Louisville. It was closer than it needed to be, but they pulled out at the end, and the score doesn't reflect how close it was. But I know with March Madness happening, there's a lot of talk with sports betting going live the week of the tournament. Been huge. And we've seen – had a lot of friends screenshot their – what they've been able to either win or lose, but they've had fun doing it. Again, always want to promote responsible gaming. It is for adults only, and that's the way it works in North Carolina. But we are folks, you know, doing what a lot of folks were already doing anyway, mm-hmm. and either going across state lines or finding ways to VPN. It wasn't that hard to figure out, and turns out, and so folks were doing that. But glad to see it come to the state and see it legal. So North Carolina picks up the game from today, whoever wins Virginia Tech and Florida State. Mm-hmm. Who's your guess?
I'm going to have to go Virginia. I'm going to be honest.
Virginia Tech.
I'm going to go Virginia.
Okay. All right. We'll see if that plays out here in just a little while. You know, you don't remember this because you're way too young. You've got smart boards and flat panel televisions in your class. But once upon a time, as folks will, if you see on the internet, you may – not get the old jokes, but the old jokes of wheeling in the big old television on the cart. Usually had a VCR underneath. You know what a VCR is.
I surprisingly do, yeah.
There were these tapes. And if you were lucky, you might have had a Betamax on the bottom of it. You never know. But they'd wheel them into the classrooms, and really all work stopped at schools across North Carolina for a week. Now, that's not the official line of teachers and principals everywhere, but I can tell you what happened. Because they were just excited to watch the ACC tournament as we were. And I feel like excitement's coming back around the tournament. This year they're in Washington, D.C. But luckily, through some work from the legislature, those games are coming back to North Carolina. And glad to see those. I've got a number of friends up in D.C. at the tournament. I'm very jealous. But I get to hang out with you.
I'm not that bad.
Not that bad. And we get to have fun. We get to watch the games. And Might have been reason for playing hooky today, too. But we make the most of it. And, you know, it'd be different if you didn't have good grades. But you do. And so every now and then you get a little reward to hang with Dad.
It's quite a reward, I'm going to be honest.
Well, we welcome your calls, 844-STUDIO-4, if you want to call in. That'll go to Bill, and he'll get you connected to the show. Jackson and I both can hear you. Other games on today is Notre Dame and Wake Forest. Say at, it's all in DC. Predictions on that game? Number 5 Wake Forest, number 12 Notre Dame.
I'll go Wake Forest.
Wake Forest. I think that's an easy one.
I feel like that's pretty easy. Yeah.
And feel free to call in if you want to argue with us or tell us about your favorite team. We'll suffer through the Carolina fans, I guess. I do it at my house. No, I really. And every time we go to Carolina, they're super nice. And Coach Davis is a heck of a coach, heck of a guy. Really have no bad words for Carolina other than being raised a state fan. And I don't know where I went wrong with you, but nevertheless, here we are. NC State plays Syracuse today at 7 p.m. State number 10, Syracuse number 7. That's going to be a tough game for State. If anyone could lose a game that should be close, State's it. It's, you know, the penalty of being a state fan most of your life. So, but we'll keep our fingers crossed and say go Pack. We'll see what happens. I would love personally, the way the brackets work out, you could end up with an NC State, Carolina Tar Heel matchup in the finals. Not likely because Duke's in that same bracket as State. So Duke's waiting on an opponent. They'll be phenomenal, I am sure. And we've got to watch them play this year. Our favorite, Charlotte 49ers. We went up to Cameron. And Jackson and I got to sit courtside and watch a game and had a blast. Charlotte did pretty well in that game to be playing a basketball, you know, school like Duke. I mean, Charlotte is becoming their own basketball school.
They are. It is impressive what they've been able to do in this past season.
They have nailed it. Now, they have a bye. They've got the, what, two-game bye as well.
I think they do, yeah.
Because they're ranked third in their conference. Heck of a season. And I think it was, what was it, 13 or 14 wins in Halton?
That sounds right.
Yeah, which was a phenomenal season. I guess that was history.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
sure.
So we didn't get to that last game. You did. Next to the last game, Halton. Mm-hmm. And I was out of town, but Jackson and Catherine got to go and enjoy it. And they said, hey, we got to enjoy the game. Not have to talk politics all the time. But hey, go Niners. As you know, if you listen to the show, huge fans. Love seeing the basketball program get back on its feet and be competitive. And they've been impressive. And the Halton Arena has been electric. For school size of Charlotte, when I went there, it was 16,000 kids. Now it's close to 30,000, if not more. It's right there at 30,000. That's huge. That's as big as NC State, as big as, Carolina. That's a lot of kids. And when they pack in Halton Arena, it's a lot of fun, and it just gets loud, and it's obnoxious, and it's not Cameron crazy level yet, but it's getting there.
It is getting there.
Yeah, and I think the more wins, the more the fan base grows, which is great for the school, great for the Charlotte area. It's just fun.
It is. Going to a game there is so much fun. It does kind of feel like it's headed to the Cameron Indoor. The student section is always electric. It's quite fun.
You got to set the student section for
I
one
did.
Of the
games. I did get to do that.
He sat with Coach Poggi, the football coach, and who's quite popular with the students as well. And they set the student section and had a blast. And we had a lot of fun watching them from across the arena. But we do. I mean, I'm just very so proud of Charlotte and what they've been able to accomplish this season, and to see the fan base really react. Cause it's been a long time, and as we've got basketball really just being impressive. They could end up winning their conference tournament.
They could.
It's as likely as anyone else, I think. And so we'll see. We'll be waiting for that. That game is on Friday. Of course, to be decided on who it is that they're going to play, but at 9 p.m. So it'll be a good Friday night.
It'll be quite fun, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that. They just come off of beating ECU last Saturday. It was Saturday. They beat ECU 82-72. And so that was fun to beat ECU twice this season at home and on the road as that rivalry starts to really materialize between ECU and Charlotte. We went to ECU while it was a reboot year for the football program. We did go to ECU and win, which helps in-state rivalries, and in-state rivalries are huge. Anytime you can get the back and forth like a Duke Carolina, I mean that's a lot of fun. If you can get ECU and Charlotte building that rivalry as we're in the same conference, that'll be a lot of fun. And part of what bringing sports betting to North Carolina meant was that there's such a huge fan base. I was talking to the guy from FanDuel on Saturday, and he was talking about why it's just such a good market, because we have one, so many people from somewhere else moving in that are here, but then the traditional fan base, too, of schools like NC State and Duke and Chapel Hill, and then Charlotte and App. I mean, App's got a huge fan base. And so you've got those schools that are really coming up. And then our other schools, because of what we do with the bill, more money going into their athletic programs will help build that. People have their favorites, there's no doubt. And if you got yours, feel free to call. The studio number is 844-STUDIO-4. We're taking your calls today. It is Representative Jason Sane and his co-host and sidekick, Jackson Sane. We enjoy sports, as you might have guessed, and really just really all sports. Love football. Jackson's going to be playing football next year. You just finished your basketball season. Great season.
Yeah, very great going like 1-14.
Let's say they learned a lot. You won two games, actually.
I did. Yeah, but I had a lot of fun. I love playing basketball. I love football.
And really, that's the main thing, right, for kids, to get out there and enjoy it. You're listening to All Things Sane. We'll be back in just a moment. We are talking sports today, tournaments. Feel free to call 844-STUDIO-4. We'll be back in just a moment.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
All Things Sane with Representative Jason Sane.
And welcome back to All Things Sane. I am your host, State Representative Jason Sane. Joining me today is Jackson Sane, the younger. Great to have you with us today.
Great to be here.
Well, hey, and great to be out of school, right?
Very great to be out of school.
They got a half day today because your girls basketball team is on the road, and they're playing. Are they playing for the championship today, or are they playing in the tournament?
I think they're in the Final Four.
Final Four for their league, I guess, which is awesome. Good luck to them. They're at Lincoln Charter. Jackson's JV team learned a lot and grew a lot this season. So, but he really did. But you know, they get to the JV level, and I can say this now, the season's over, but you literally watch these young men grow a foot each, I think, from the start of the season to the end of the season. It's fun to watch as a parent. We're always proud of you, no matter what happens in the game. But he had some great moments during the season, and I think one of my favorites is one of the first second games. We were on the road in one of the schools in Charlotte, and watched Jackson do a LeBron under the basket. It was phenomenal acting. I bought it. His mom bought it more than I did. You can audibly hear her with a gasp as he hit the floor and flopped around for a minute just to, you know, add an exclamation point to the acting. Good job, son.
I had to sell the contacts, you know, get the foul.
He got the foul, and, you know, that's part of the game too. So it's fun to watch. But and then when you got saluted as he hit a basket, his first basket that he hit during the season, and his teammates got up from the bench and saluted him, called him Mr. President, so which is a lot of fun. But I know your sad basketball season's over, but you went right into training for football.
Yep, I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be a linebacker. Mom's very excited about that.
Well, it's better to hit than be hit.
That's fair. That's fair.
So this is Lincoln Charter will be starting up their varsity team this coming year. So that's a first for Lincoln Charter as they move into that. And so the team is being built right now as we speak. And so we've got a future linebacker with us. But, right now it's basketball season.
It is. Yeah, March Madness.
All the tournaments. Well, all the tournaments. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Nobody watches more basketball, I think, than you do. It cost his mom and myself. We have to get the whole NBA package. I don't think, and of course, we got the ESPN Plus, and we go to a lot of games because it's the fun things that we like to do.
I guess I watch a little bit of sports.
A little bit of sports. You might be a fan.
One could say, yeah.
Well, it's fun to watch, and fun to watch you enjoy it. But speaking of fun to watch, there's a lot going on if you're looking at the tournaments. The American Conference, which UNC Charlotte just got into, this is her first year in the American Conference, and to be dominant like they are in basketball this year, I don't think anyone saw that one coming, particularly the coach that left. He ran back to Virginia. Nice guy, Coach Sanchez, but he kind of left him holding the bag, but Coach Fern has done an incredible job with this team. They have clawed their way to third place in this in the conference and earned them a third spot in the tournament, which is nothing to sneeze at. American Conference consisting of teams like Rice and Wichita State, they played yesterday, and then or today they played today with game one. That's at 1 p.m. And then game two is UTSA versus number 11 Temple. So kind of the lesser bracket. I won't say losers bracket. They're not losers, but the lesser bracket. But then the action really starts up tomorrow with Tulsa, with East Carolina. East Carolina's ranked number 8. Tulsa's number 9. Game four will be game one winner versus Memphis, number 5 Memphis. Memphis has been tough. Tulane and North Texas will play tomorrow. And then the game two winner versus SMU. So that's on Thursday. So Charlotte has 2 days to wait to play, two more days to wait. But I know that I talked to our athletic director, Mike Hill, yesterday via text, and he was already there in Texas
and pretty darn excited, as he should be. It's great for the school. It's great for the kids that are playing. It's great for the fan base. So they will play on Friday night at 9 o'clock. So they're ranked number 3. They'll take the game 6 winner. So whoever that is probably will be SMU, I'm guessing, but anything could happen. But that will, and if East Carolina can advance, because they can win that game, that's not out of the question. I mean, Tulsa and East Carolina ranked 8th, Tulsa ranked 9th, should be a pretty close matchup, at least on paper. But having watched ECU play twice, at least twice, I probably watched them more than that on television, but having watched them play twice, they're a good team.
They are.
And so they're nothing to sneeze at. It would be interesting to see if we had a East Carolina and a Charlotte matchup at the end. Don't think that's likely, but it would be awesome to see.
That would be a very fun game.
That would be historic for sure. And that would force a rivalry. I was watching something or reading something this morning when I got up. They were talking about Mr. Beast and his impact in Greenville there at ECU. And how their fate has kind of been tied. Also with Sup Dogs, one of our favorite places when we go to Greenville. If you've never been to Sup Dogs, you got to go. It's not a paid advertisement. It's just, hey, a great place to go. The owner there is a phenomenal guy. And all the ECU students, if you know anything about ECU, you've ever been to Greenville, you know about Sup Dogs. Representative John Bell had to teach me. He's from the area, and I think he spends Fridays at Sup Dogs. Not every Friday. But he does go to lunch there. And we went. We helped arrange for Coach Poggi when we went on the road football to Greenville for the show that they did on ESPN following him and the team. What was that? Mining for Greatness.
Mining for Greatness,
name of the show. And it's still on ESPN Plus if you want to go check it out. It's actually pretty interesting to see a lot of the behind the scenes of UNC Charlotte football. Yours truly makes a couple of appearances. But so do you.
You're in the background, yeah.
You show up in that because we were in a couple of team meetings. But just an electric atmosphere around ECU sports. As much trash talking as we did going into that game and trash talking that happens on X and other social media when Charlotte and ECU play, I think it's developing into a great rivalry.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's the part that I love. That, look, I, as a state representative, it's appropriations chair. We get to go to all the schools and be fans of all the teams. We had to buy the tickets, by the way, so don't think we're getting to go for free. But because that's state law. But we get to go and we get asked to go and we travel and get to see all the campuses. We've been out to Appalachian, Western. I just did a visit to UNC Asheville. You didn't get to go on that one because it's during the week. And they had an electric a game there. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah,
really had a great time. Young man who used to work for me and then worked for the Speaker of the House is now their legislative liaison at UNC Asheville and just a dear friend, Corey Bryson. We kind of call him a little brother because at one point in time he stayed at our house for a couple of months and he's now married to Britt. They have a son, Boone, who. Kind of like a grandson to me. So got to spend a great time at UNC Asheville, and you just don't think necessarily about UNCA being, very sports related. But my visit there taught me a lot about all their programs, and they've got phenomenal student athletes. Their student athletes are by far some of the best grades that you can find, whether it be soccer, whether it be basketball. I mean, just I got to visit with their athletic director, just a great time on their campus. And really, if you haven't spent time on any of the campuses in the UNC system, I think you'd be really surprised that even some of our smaller schools in size, what a great opportunity they are, not just because of sports, but the academics and the atmosphere and the pride that students take in their school, which is kind of fun to see. So have you made your decision on where you're going to go?
I'm not sure. I think it's kind of set in stone for me already.
Well, which is where?
Well, CLT.
He keeps telling us he's going to go to Charlotte. We tell him that he's free to choose wherever he wants to go. I wouldn't be shocked if he at least looked at Carolina. He goes there every summer for the basketball camp and has enjoyed that. But we spend time on NC State's campus as well. You never know until that decision's made. Our two nephews, our youngest nephew just made his decision, and he's going to be going to Carolina in South Carolina. So maybe then I can pull for Carolina.
So like Carolina, you can pull for.
Nah, just kidding. I got a rule though. Unless UNC Charlotte's playing, I pull for the home team wherever we're visiting. So you might catch me in a blue T-shirt every now and then. As uncomfortable as it may be, as itchy and scratchy as it may be. No, just kidding. We have a great time. We've had some really neat opportunities to go visit some of these campuses. ECU is another one. Like I said, I've started talking about Mr. Beast. Jackson and I, after the ECU game, and Catherine, got to go visit the Mr. Beast Studios. If you're not familiar with Mr. Beast, internet sensation right there in Greenville. They have a tremendous studio, kind of like in the back of an industrial park. You wouldn't think it was back there. We're riding to get there. We had the address and looking, and then we got to go inside. And it's just amazing all the things that they do. Mr. Beast was one of the first to really catch fire on YouTube, became quote-unquote viral, and has made tons of money and continues to reinvest it back into Greenville, which is a lot of fun to see. Jackson and I got to even peek in on one of the things that they were filming. Has that come out yet?
I think it has by now. Okay. Yeah.
It was basically two people that were forced to cohabitate in a small space and couldn't get out for a long time. But we did see a lot of Bojangles boxes. Which is kind of funny. But we'll be back in just a moment. We got about 25 seconds left. But Jackson and I are just talking sports, talking what's happening in North Carolina, a little Mr. Beast. Might even talk about a little more about that action. They had all those Scooby snacks that he has, right?
They did. I'm still leaning on them now.
We bought a bunch of the snacks as we were walking out. But we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to All Things Sane here on WSIC. And welcome back to All Things Sane. I am your host, State Representative Jason Sane. Joining me today is my co-host, the abled co-host, Jackson A. Sane. Great to have you on, son.
It's great to be here.
Playing a little hooky with Dad today. Mom's out of town, and Dad just thought it'd be a good idea since he had a half day to rather hang with Dad and do a little radio broadcast. Yeah,
I was not opposed to it.
Learn something, talk sports. We're going to do that anyway. Might as well do it on the radio, right? ESPN, watch out. Here we go. We might be on the Ocho?
ESPN, the Ocho?
Yeah, we might get a show there. Maybe. But we'll see. But in other sports, we've been talking a lot of basketball, but you said the Panthers made some moves.
They have. They just traded the, offensive linebacker, Brian Burns, traded him for a second and a fifth. Don't get me started on that. Stupid, but whatever. But we just got a new wide receiver, signed some new offensive linemen. Things are looking up in old Carolina.
Well, wide receivers matter when you've got a great quarterback, but it's got to have somebody to throw to.
That's very fair.
Points matter in games, turns out.
Shocking.
It's not just there to show up. That's awesome. We'll see what happens. New coach, new players.
Yep.
Can we turn it around?
Hopefully.
Well, they went up on ticket prices. Maybe there's a reason. But speaking of which, and we are Panthers fans, even when they stink on ice, but we are huge fans, but we would like to see, 8-8 would be nice.
That would be nice.
I mean, I'd take just a winning season.
That would be nice. A little 9-8.
9-8, maybe a playoff game or two. I mean, I don't want much, Super Bowl, sure, but we'd take just some interesting fun games to go watch, right?
Of course.
We always have a good time when we go. But it does become a bit of a labor of love after a while when you can't see your team with any possibility of advancing. But we'll see if those pan out. But you never know. Tamper didn't come to. I mean, he's a smart business guy, despite throwing liquid on fans. We all make mistakes. We do.
Of course.
That probably wasn't his best moment. But we'll give him a little grace and say, hey, look, we really could get behind you if you get us a winning team. So do that thing and we'll see what happens. But interesting developments there. Who was the wide receiver?
I think his name is Deontay Jackson. Uh-huh. I think that's right. Or maybe Johnson. Okay. He's from Pittsburgh. Apparently really good. So I'm excited to see how him and Bryce turn out.
Well, they can get a combo going. That's the start of something. Of course, you got to keep your defense in and be ready there. But look, we are huge sports fans. Sports, talking sports this week because sports betting went live. That was on Monday. I will say I'm up by like $57.
There we go.
A huge better, by the way. I like some of the predictions on the house floor from those that were opposed. I went bust on Monday by about 4 o'clock. Left Catherine and Jackson, but we got back together about 6 o'clock that evening because somebody had to pay for dinner, and all has been well. We make light of it. There are people with some serious problems, but by and large, most folks that participate in sports betting, it's a different market, and it is a market that is pretty defined and refined as to who plays, and it is a form of entertainment. And look, I don't begrudge anybody that wants to do that, and you know, we've got some checks in place, but the main thing is there's such a big fan base mm-hmm. in North Carolina. We're talking about, you know, whether it be ECU in Charlotte, whether it be Carolina and Duke.
Oh yeah.
State gets some mention because, you know, I became a State fan when Jim Valvano was coach, and just can't let it go and won't let it go. Go Pack. But you know, and then you see Charlotte on the rise again. When Coach Lutz was at Charlotte, this is before your time, but certainly during your mom and I's time at, you know, at the university, love Coach Lutz and the winning program that he had there. We're seeing that happen with a new coach this year with Coach Fern, and just an incredible team. Yeah. They gel well together and have had a great season. The electrifying atmosphere at Halton Arena is fun. If you look, you might be new to the Charlotte area. You're from somewhere else and you came here. Well, UNC Charlotte needs to become your team, right? If you're here in the area, I think you're quickly going to learn that there's a great fan base that is growing, and you kind of get on the ground floor because good things are happening, and it's fun to watch. And like I said, I talk to the athletic director, Mike Hill, every couple of days because he and I are just friends, and get the inside scoop of what's happening in all of our sports there at UNC Charlotte. So it's fun. It's fun to see. Of course, you and I get to hang out with Coach Poggio a good bit, and we're going on a trip with him and the family that later this summer. Looking forward to that. But
looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're going to Italy, and that'll be huge. I guess we won't do the show that week.
Probably not.
we'll tape something in advance. But I as tech savvy as I am, I don't think we're going to try to do it from across the globe there. But
yeah, you'd run into some bandwidth issues over there.
Probably so. It's probably regulated by the EU, and you know, they probably don't like Americans, you know, trying to find a become bandwidth hogs and send that out. But nevertheless, we'll plan for that. But it really is, in all seriousness, just becoming a culture of, you know, when you got a great school, so much happening on research side of things, so many opportunities. But then that fan base continues to grow with UNC Charlotte, and having a winning basketball team doesn't hurt.
It does not hurt. No,
it helps pack out that arena. Halton Arena is not incredibly huge. I forget the number that it holds. I think it's 9,000-10,000, something like that.
Sounds right. Yeah.
But it's intimate enough that if you go to a game, even if you got one of the seats at the top there, you're still pretty close to the court, and it's just an electrifying feeling when the team's winning. And there's a crowd there, and that student section gets riled up. It's fun to listen to them.
It is fun to watch the student sections just go crazy.
Jackson got to do that for a game, sat there with Coach Poggio, I guess really for the half.
Yeah.
And got to experience that. Not quite Cameron crazies yet, not quite to that level. Or quite frankly, the Dean Smith Center. When you go to the Dean Dome, that's what I grew up calling it. And it's loud and obnoxious too, and which is great for basketball. It's great for the fans, but with such a big fan base, sports betting was kind of a natural fit. And it seems like, looking at early reports, things went well, went off without a hitch. The lottery commission is charged with overseeing that and doing all the rules and getting those together. So we got to learn from other states that had already been before. So we're 34 other states that had gone forward with sports betting once the Supreme Court had made it, basically declared it legal. And so we were kind of behind, but maybe being behind was a good benefit to us because we were able to learn what other states did right, what other states did wrong. And we're seeing that play out this week during March, the start of March Madness.
Start of March Madness.
Yeah, we got a long way to go yet. And although it'll be short, by the time it's as quickly as it comes and goes, I'll be sad when the tournaments are over and when we get to the big one. And of course, I've placed my bet. I'm a long shot, and one that's maybe not such a long shot, but we'll see. We're talking all things sane. When you talk all things sane, you're talking about Jackson and Jason sane. We are definitely going to talk sports. So we're doing that this show. 844-STUDIO-4, you're welcome to call us. Give us your pick if you want. Jackson says Carolina's going to win the ACC tournament.
I may be a little biased. But
maybe a little biased. We'll see. I think it comes down to Duke and Carolina.
Yeah.
But I hope it's NC State and Carolina. We'll see. One can always dream, and stranger things have happened. If you go back, and that's the beauty of really the Tobacco Road and the ACC tournament, because all kind of fun, cool things can happen. And that's why it's always exciting. I was talking earlier about how the teachers used to wheel in the set into the classroom, and basically everything stopped. Now the ACC is a little different, a conference now than it was when I was in school, and I'm still stuck when we let Florida State in, but I've yet to get over that, and a lot of other things have happened when Notre Dame and everybody else is playing. But you do have to be good to get into the tournament,
yes,
and at least marginally good, and then see who battles it out and wins. But we've got today Virginia Tech and Florida State here at noon, and then at 2:30 Notre Dame and Wake Forest. I say at but Notre Dame and Wake Forest. 7 p.m. tonight. Wolfpack takes on Syracuse. We'll see what happens. We'll be pulling for the Pack. I just got to get my – so I got my Wolves, my Niners.
There you go.
Got to get all the hand gestures down. And then 9:30 tonight, Boston College and Clemson. So I guess our nephew will be cheering for Clemson, if I had to guess.
I think he will.
I won't put any other guesses on him because he's a freshman at Clemson. We'll just wish him a safe evening.
Yeah, most definitely a safe evening.
I think he's enjoying it. Very smart young man. Evan is enjoying college. We'll just leave it at that.
Right. Up to interpretation.
Up to interpretation. But lots of fun. And then Charlotte plays on Friday. We're looking forward to that. It's a 9 p.m. game. UNC Charlotte. We'll see what happens there. Fingers crossed. In some respects, I wish they were playing, but I'm glad they get those byes and mm-hmm. won't be tired, worn out, ready to play, see what happens.
Fresh and ready to kick some butt.
Ready to kick some butt, exactly. Lots of exciting things going on in the world of sports. Like I say, on Saturday, I had the opportunity to be with the folks from FanDuel. That was a lot of fun. Got to see a lot of the folks who have been waiting on sports betting to get here. Got to get their input and thanks. As a matter of fact, we had a little event where the people were shooting and doing little challenges and stuff with Tyler Hansbrough and Gerald Henderson. I botched his name earlier, and because when you go on air, you never know what might happen. Jackson, it's been fun having you on the show today.
It's been fun being here.
Well, any time, except you do have to go to school.
I can skip every once in a while.
You've been listening to All Things Sane here on WSIC. We always appreciate you listening. We'll be back next week from 11 to 12, and you can always catch us on the podcast.